Growing up in the Midwest, as I did, one of our core values was niceness. We learned how to smile no matter what, and how to always keep our voices level and low. That was a great virtue, but it was an external-facing virtue, because there was the inside voice, and there was the what got said, you know, behind the curtain, which was sometimes different. I think every culture and subculture has some version of this, how we present and how we feel. And certainly churches have this high value placed on harmony and togetherness. So maybe this parable comes as a little bit of a shock, where Jesus says, don't be nice, be shrewd. And where he uses this really crooked parable with a crooked person to make a particular point. So the manager cooks the books to make the owner's debtors owe less as a way of maybe gaining friends later. And the genius is partly that the owner can't undo what the manager has done without losing face, and so he goes along with it. And Jesus says, be like that. Be shrewd. What's he saying? It's not go be dishonest, even though that literally is what he's, you know, said make friends by dishonest wealth. Really, this is the same theme that just shows up in almost every teaching of Jesus. Just always look for this when you're listening to these hard parables that, like, what is that about? Don't miss the moment. Grab it. Like this dishonest manager, in this singular moment of possibility, he grabs what he wants and benefits by it. So, the question of the parable hangs over us. That's what Scripture is always doing, is inviting us to ask the question, so what is the moment? What's the opportunity? How do we be shrewd in this moment? Now, to contextualize this, this is a community that is committed to the opposite of survival of the fittest. That this is a place where everyone is centered, where everyone has enough. That's the intention and aspiration. So being shrewd in here might look different than being shrewd out there. Later in this service, we are going to bless and commission 21 of our congregation who are beginning the Episcopal Church's Sacred Ground curriculum, which is an 11-session course of video presentation and reading and discussion that takes a really deep dive into our American legacy of racial inequality, how it came to be and why it persists. This will not always be easy listening or easy reading, but they are making this shrewd bet that it will change them and it will change others for good. This last week, our presiding bishop, Michael Curry, was speaking in a Wednesday webinar to over 1,400 people that are starting to facilitate or participate in this curriculum. And he spoke to us about how powerful just this work is. Part of it is being vulnerable in a safe group, small group, the power of just doing that. And then how brave truth learning and truth telling leads to truth living. And how when we do that together in these safe circles of trust, that starts to set the DNA not just for ourselves, but for the larger community. The transformative effect. So the folks who are starting this sacred ground curriculum are making this shrewd bet, I would call it, that by choosing this path of vulnerability, truth-telling, with curiosity, they are truly moving the needle in themselves and in the larger world in a way that will make a difference. Becoming God's beloved community. Now, this is what God is doing among us. Early in the pandemic, the early months, we hung a sign out on the signboard facing East Avenue. It was a quote by the poet laureate Maya Angelou that said, simply, do the best you can until you know better. Then when you know better, do better. That's a much deeper invitation than be nice. And I have to say, it has come to haunt me in a good way. It's almost become a kind of mantra. Because I can do that, but I must do that. Do my best. When I know better, do better. That's the core of being faithful with a little, a very little. Size doesn't matter. It's just that intention. As a shrewd bet. And we are all part of that work. You know, the truth is that all of us, whether we are jumping into a big new adventure or facing a huge challenge or just one more week of work and home life, we are all making that bet, shrewd or not, that we're invited into choosing how we will live. It's an extraordinary choice. So as we start again, as we continue on, I encourage you to continue grounding and centering our life in this very countercultural and counterintuitive way, to just keep doing your best with these very powerful tools of vulnerability, truth-telling, and curiosity. And being faithful in little, God will be faithful in all the rest. Amen.